the easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way.
Life is hard, well, I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
All right, guys, what's up? Welcome to Easy Talk Live. You guys are tuning in live. We're about to get live and direct. I am your host, Eric Easy Zuli, with Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. And we are broadcasting from Periscope, Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks, and syndicated all over the world to the UK, Las Vegas, New York, just everybody that supports us on social media, our syndicated partners. If you want to know more about us, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. I'm a celebrity host. I do my thing in Hollywood. I do my thing with interviews from Orange County to Los Angeles. We got people all over that do interviews. We did the VMAs, the MTV Music Awards, Music Video Awards. And that wasn't that crazy? Nicki Minaj went after Miley Cyrus. Something about some press or something like that. I don't know, you guys. I want you to definitely hit us up on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, which is on Facebook. And I want to see your comments. I want to see what you thought about that situation. And this is just my opinion, but I don't know. I think it might have been a publicity stunt. You know, like when Taylor Swift and Kanye West came over and took her microphone and took over the whole game, and then all of a sudden they both got a bunch of followers and the fame and stuff. That's what Hollywood does. But then again, if you really look at her eyes when she was doing it and what she said and what Miley said, I think it might have been real. I don't know. So I'm going to really be doing some research and see if we can't get some interviews and see if we can't get some facts. But this is Easy Talk Live, guys. It's a pretty awesome show. If you're just tuning in, definitely, we help you interact with celebrities, interact with Hollywood. We help you interact with your celebrities, interact with their fans. And, we just have a blast. We just have a lot of fun. So we're going to have a quick commercial break. And before we do that, let me tell you something, guys. We got some really cool guests on the show. This show is every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But we have a veteran on the TV show, Good Day LA. She was with Good Day LA for about 27 years, and she was a Fox producer for over 30 years. And this is an inspirational show. It's your opportunity to interact with our guests and what we do. And if you're looking to get into broadcast, you're looking to blog, you're looking to learn journalism, you're looking to do anything to do with the broadcast industry, you know, she's a veteran. She is someone you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. You'll be able to talk to her real soon here. But we're going to go a quick commercial break. This is Easy Talk Live, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Follow us on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast. Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. This is Easy Talk Live, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of Easy Way Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460.
310-910-7460.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we are back. Easy Talk Live. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please share this with your friends. If you listen to this live, go ahead and feel free to share it with your friends. And it's all about love, man. You go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You'll see some red hearts. Click those red hearts. Click that share button. Click that like button. Click that tweet button. Click that Instagram button. Click all that social media. It will not bite you. It does not hurt. We got an awesome guest, man. We got a really fun guest coming up here. She's been an industry veteran for years and years and years. Good Day LA, Fox. She's 30 plus years. She's got a lot of experience in the industry. And this lady is even disabled. And she's got a story that you really want to hear, that you really want to really basically know about. And so I'm going to introduce her here real quick. And we're also periscoping live. So this is actually my first time. So if I'm a little off point, I'm moving my phone around, I'm jiggling things, I'm doing whatever, I don't know. But we're going to go ahead and introduce her. Her name is Valerie, and let me tell you guys a little bit about Valerie before we actually introduce her, and so you guys know exactly what we're about to interview here, so we know what we're about to do. We got about 19, 20 people in the Periscope, about 100 people live on the broadcast, so check this out. We got Valerie J. Tucker. Valerie J. Tucker is a visionary behind Glow Rock Productions, LLC, and VALJTUC Management. As an owner of Glow Rock Productions and that other management, Valerie has combined a proprietary of skills such from CEO to producers to booking agents to publicists and her management, and Caleb Quay and the faculty, Hawkins Jazz Collective, and formerly the George Lucid. I should have really read this bio. LESIW band, her verified legend experiences. Don't go. You can't come in yet, Valerie. Hold on. I'm messing up your bio here. Let me do that. Here, verified life experiences and street savvy, along with her formal education and expertise and dedicates of employment in the top echelons of the new and entertainment world, have made her extremely effective and fiercely respected individual in the entertainment industry. If her clients' talents and engines and propels her to all the success, Valerie's drive, intelligence, and amazingly diverse abilities and fuel that provides all that, it just thrusts her, just moves forward. From overseeing production, promotion, distribution, and marketing and content, and actually staffing crew, Valerie's extraordinary skills boundless and limitless. Her stamina and infectious personality have proven indispensable for those she represents. Ms. Tucker is a multiple Emmy Award-winning television news producer, editor for the Songs of Our Success Black History series hosted by Tony McEwing and the Los Angeles Fox. And I can't get too much of a bio. Fox, KTTV, Channel 11. Miss Tucker works for KTTV Fox, 11 Morning News, and Emmy Award-winning Good Day LA as a featured entertainment producer, editor in 1995 up to 2010. Prior to her experiences with Fox, Miss Tucker worked as an editor at KNBC upon her arrival at the Los Angeles in 1992. She began working at KCBS-TV in the 1993 as an editor camera person, most notably working at Harvey Levin's TMZ during the first O.J. Simpson trial until 2001. That's going to be a fun interview. Miss Tucker began her career in the New York City in 1981, where she worked for Video Productions VPI Incorporated as a producer, editor, and TV record offer commercials, editing, and television specials and music videos for C&C Visuals, supervised overseeing and international conversions of the soap operas Ryan's Hope and Loving for RAI Italian Television, as well as The Galloping Gourmet and the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon. You got too big of a bio. I'm not reading anymore. My head hurts. Very welcome to the show.
Thank you. Jeez, listening to that, you made me seem like I'm 100 years old, dude. Come on.
Oh, my bad. Are you 100 years old with all that experience? Dang.
No, but I am over half of 100, so I'll claim that.
You're over half of 100. Wow, a woman that admits her age. I love it. Okay, so, guys, we got Valerie J on the show here. She, as you can see, I've read a little bit of her bio. She's a veteran. She's been doing this for a long time. We got to get to know you, Valerie. First of all, how's your day going? What happened when you woke up? You know, did you have your coffee?
Oh, my God.
Are you good? Are you ready for the show?
Actually, I just had some coffee. My crazy little dog is out there barking because she's on patrol, so it's all good. It's just another wonderful, wonderful day here in lovely Orange County, behind the orange curtain, good people.
Awesome. Well, we got my Periscope fans up in here in the room. We got our Easy Way Broadcasting live listeners. We got over 100 listeners right now. We got people all over the world. This is syndicated. We got to give shout-outs to our partners in the U.K., Soul Central Magazine, our people with Manny Pacquiao's network, Fan TV Global Networks. We got Actors Entertainment, Actors E, Actors Reporter, Now Hip Hop Magazine, Achievers Magazine. It goes on and on and on, all the people that definitely support this show. So, the archive is going to be great. I'm going to just shut up, okay, because I know I overtalk sometimes. And I'm going to let you just tell us about your life travels and some interesting stories. After reading that bio, like, how many people have you interviewed, and what's the most interesting story that you've gotten? I mean, I'm just shutting up. Go. Tell us about yourself.
Honestly, first of all, thank you for having me on your show to talk about the film. First, let's just say this. I am very well traveled and got my friends out here in California call me the spoiled Fairfield County, Connecticut brat, because they're all like, "You're not from here." Nope, I'm not. But you know, I am an industry veteran. Got my start in New York, and actually, what people don't know about me is this. I interned to be a soap opera writer, and that was exactly what I was going to do. I was going to write soap operas for a living. Now, of course, I ended up in TV news, which is basically a soap opera, so it's all good. You know, I really am not that hard to figure out. I'm actually pretty fun. I've seen a lot. I've covered Olympics. I've covered shootings. I've covered all kinds of stuff. I've been shot at, you know, everything that a person in TV news could have happen to them, I've had happen to me. You know, I've been very fortunate in my career to be blessed to be surrounded by some great people I've worked with, which hence is how I was able to unmask my Emmy Awards and the LA City Council Award for a series I did on foster care. Of course, the foster care people didn't particularly care for me too much after that, but hey,
Hey, congratulations. I got a couple of words from the city and the mayor and all that stuff, too, and Congress. And isn't it fun? Isn't it cool when you get recognized?
Yeah, it really is, especially when you sit back at the time and say, man, I'm just going to do this, and we'll see how the chips fall, you know? In regards to me personally,
let me ask you this, Valerie. I don't want to interrupt you, but you said you've interviewed some interesting people. Who's the most interesting person that you've interviewed, and what's the story that you got? What did you learn from them?
In my career, I have to say the most interesting person was Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, and that was very early in my career. I was working for WNBC. And I was working with their entertainment reporter at the time, who was Pia Lindstrom, who is Ingrid Bergman's daughter. Jerry Seinfeld, he hadn't even really come to prominence yet. This was way before his show. He was doing a Broadway show, a one-man show. And we went and, you know, how you do the post-show interviews and stuff. And Jerry probably would never remember this, but it was so funny because he actually asked. He said, "So, what did you think of the show?" And Pia was doing her thing, and then he looked at me, and I just kind of laughed, and I said, "I think it sucked." Oh my God, that was just funny because he just looked at me like, "Okay." But then, you know, there it is, 10 years later, and this dude is the biggest thing on TV.
So, Valerie, like I said, we got like 15, 20 people in the Periscope room, and there's a lot of people asking questions, and my fans are asking a couple things, and I'm getting a couple people, you know, wanting some rap. They want to hear some rap. Do you mind if I rap you some questions?
Be my guest. Bring it.
Okay. Miss Valerie, I got a question. Are you bored? Why don't you tell us about some of your mentors?
Oh, okay.
You got to rap answer it.
Oh, I have to rap answer it? Oh,
yeah,
my goodness. Where are my son and grandsons when I need help, people?
I'll give you a beatbox,
my
right?
name is... Okay, ready? Go. So, Harding LeMay and... Harding LeMay took me under his wing and said, "Hey girl, you're a pretty thing. Are you talented? Yes, I am. Give me a job, man. That's all I need." That's probably the best I'll do.
I love it, but thanks for being a good sport. I appreciate that. I really do. You know, I mean, hey, you know, and I bet you
I'm
my Periscopers and my no, you did it though. You pulled it off, and you know my fans are a little asleep though. But I'm, you know, we'll hear
oh
them.
Oh my god.
We'll hear that. Where is my thing? Wait. Fans, did you enjoy that? There we go. Yeah,
I'll be here all week.
This is different for me. This is the first time I've done a broadcast with Periscope. So I'm like moving my phone. I'm looking at my phone. I got like, I don't know, 15, 16 people talking to me right now. And then I'm trying to press the buttons and work the board. And then I'm also talking to you.
Funny.
I'm trying to think of questions. And I'm also looking at the email. So remember the questions that we went over. I'm waiting for.
Okay,
I mean, I'm literally doing like 7 things right now. So if I'm not on point, I apologize.
Well, why don't I do this? I'm going to give you a quick soliloquy and synopsis of my film. How's that?
Yeah, you know
and
what?
And that way.
Give us a full. Yeah. So now, guys, the people that are listening, I told you guys in the post that there was an industry veteran from Fox and Good Day LA, and there was a movie story you wouldn't believe. So what she's talking about right now is the movie story part you wouldn't believe. So first and foremost, before we get into that, let's make sure the fans understand what we're talking about. What is the name of the movie?
I'm presently working on a documentary film called A Voice Louder Than Rock, and it's about musicianary Caleb Quay, who is best known as Elton John's original lead guitarist. What people don't know and will find fascinating about this story is a few things. First of all, Caleb was a big part of Elton getting his first record deal. Caleb, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Caleb was a musical prodigy, and he wanted to be like his dad, who was a singer-musician over in London, okay? And his father was a sideman with Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Blakey, those guys. So when they would come over to England to perform, Caleb's father would perform with them. And being the times that it was back in the 40s and the 50s, you know, it wasn't like, hey, black dudes could go out and hang out. So they would all go to Caleb's house after gigs and hang out. So Caleb grew up amongst these giants in the music business. Caleb wanted to be like his dad, so he wanted to play guitar. And basically, in a nutshell, his father would ask him, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And he'd be like, a guitar. Well, finally, Caleb got the guitar when he was 12. His father took him to a pawn shop, bought him a trashy guitar, and said, hey, listen, I'm going to show you how to tune it. Showed him how to tune it. And then he said, you're on your own now. 2 weeks later, he split and left the family. And that is what drove Caleb. He sat back and said, you know what, I'm going to show you. I'm going to be the best guitar player in the world. Well, fast forward. Basically, Caleb drops out of high school, gets a job as a T-boy in London. Back in those days, there were a lot of music publishing shops and things of that nature. That's how he met Reg Dwight. When Caleb got his next job running Dick James Music Studio, he was running sessions in the daytime for groups like the Rolling Stones, Petula Clark, Cilla Black. At night, he was, you know, doing what any teenage dude would do who's got a lot of power. He's sneaking his friends in so they can make free demos. He was sneaking in Cat Stevens, Elton, Bernie, but of course at that time, Elton was known as Reg Dwight. So Caleb gets caught with Reg and Bernie in the studio. The next morning, he's in front of his boss, and his boss says, what do you got to say before I fire you? Caleb says, well, you might want to listen to this. So he listened to the demos. He gave Elton and Bernie a record deal. So Caleb hence becomes the first producer for Elton. And he gets to keep his job, thank God. So it's all good. What a lot of people don't know is that Caleb's band Hookfoot actually was the backbone rhythm section for Elton's first band. Okay, so he goes off, he goes on tour. Of course, Elton redoes his tours, okay, redoes his bands periodically. So he leaves, he's doing his thing with his band, he goes back to Elton. They go on the big tour in 75 of Dodger Stadium, et cetera, and so forth, Wembley Stadium. Elton breaks up the band, Caleb goes off and plays with Hall & Oates. All right, all you Hall & Oates fans, so Rich Girl, all that good stuff, that's Caleb. Now, after, when he's playing with Hall & Oates, they're in Atlanta on Caleb's 30th birthday. They throw this huge party, sex, drugs, rock and rolls, groupies, everything. And Caleb, after everybody leaves, Caleb's in the hotel room, and he hears a voice. And the voice says, Caleb, you will come to me. Caleb thought he was so high that he literally was losing his mind, and he just put it out of his mind. He was like, I'm going to find out what that voice is. But then, you know, that was that. Caleb then ends up basically losing everything due to the drug addiction, the groupies. His first marriage goes down the drain. Everything goes to basically hell in a handbasket. Chester Thompson, the drummer for Phil Collins and Genesis, is one of Caleb's best friends. And him and his wife are devout Christians. And, you know, Caleb would call Chester and they would talk, and Caleb, you know, would get this invitation to go to church, but he would never go. Okay, so one morning, finally, after 4 years of aimlessly just flailing around, selling drugs, selling guitars, selling anything he could get his hands on, he calls Chester, and Chester ends up inviting him to church because it was a Sunday morning. Caleb ends up meeting Chester at the church on the way here in Van Nuys, California. And as he walks into church, first thing he sees is all these people in a band. And he's like, wow, this can't be a church. That day, while he's at service, they're doing a song called Be Glorified, and the catch word to that song is today. Caleb ends up finding himself raising his hand and giving his life to God. This was Easter Sunday, 1982. So Caleb walks away from everything. He stopped doing drugs. Took a few weeks before he stopped actually selling drugs, but you know, that's when he figured out, oh my goodness, I can't be a Christian and be selling drugs. You think? So, he ends up becoming an ordained minister. He has a music ministry, which is worldwide. And most importantly, where we're at now, especially in his life, last year, after 32 years, Caleb was made the worship pastor at Church on the Way in Van Nuys, where his conversion to Christ started 32 years. It's a fascinating story. It's a real fascinating story. And Caleb is a very fascinating guy. You have no clue. But that is the basics for this documentary. I mean, it's a full circle documentary. We deal with, and the underlying tone throughout this whole thing is, A, his relationship with his father, which during the film you'll see how that progresses, because he doesn't see him for years, and then he sees him, then he doesn't see him. It's like, now you're in, now you're out. And the other big thing about this is that it shows just how resilient, you know, you can be in life. It's a great story. It's God sent me a great story to tell, and I am honored to be the person to tell it. So, you know, that's where we are. Did I lose you, Eric? Hello? I think I lost.
All right, guys, we're back. We had some technical difficulties because that's what Blog Talk does. I swear, I'm just going to talk smack on Blog Talk now. I'm so sick of their problems. So we're back. I think we lost Miss Valerie, but I'm gonna shoot her a message here and get her back on. Or there she is. Hey, Valerie, are you there? Valerie, can you hear me? Are you there? Hello. 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 Are you kidding me? Valerie? Are you there? Hello? Valerie? Are you there? See what's going on. Can't hear you. Don't know what the hell is going on now. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but if you can hear me, it's Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcasting. Blog Talk sucks. Everybody email Blog Talk. Tell them how much they suck. This is Blog Talk Radio, and that's why we're having this problem. And literally, I mean, I'm doing my show, and like right in the middle of the show, the broadcast just cuts out. Just cuts out. And I guess no one can hear me. I don't know what's going on. Don't know what's going on. It says that we're in. And I have internet connection. Yep, it's Blog Talk. It's Blog Talk. Blog Talk is just very unprofessional and just needs to get their stuff together. I hope that you guys can hear this broadcast. Blog Talk just has, it's just, how the heck are you going to charge people, and how the heck are you going to run a business when this crap happens? This has happened over and over and over and over and over again. And if you guys know of any broadcast systems besides Blog Talk Radio, please tell me about them, because I'm going to go there in a freaking heartbeat. This is so beyond annoying. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but Barry, if you can hear me, I don't know. I'm going to put on speaker. Hopefully something kicks in. I don't know what's going on. Does it end? Does anybody hear me? Anything going on? Hello, hello, hello. What is going on here? It says I'm in. And you guys there? You hear me?
I can hear you.
You guys there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
Oh, you hear me? Okay. Val, are you there? Valerie, try to call back in. Is this Caleb?
Yep, this is Caleb.
Okay, cool. We got Caleb. All right, so guys, this is easier broadcast, and this stuff does happen. Technical difficulties does happen, and then you pray to God, and then they get fixed, and then everything works again. And so, you know, I worked my magic, and there might have been a slight delay, slight gap. Blog Talk has issues. Blog Talk Radio has issues. I want everybody to tweet, hashtag Blog Talk Radio has issues. Seriously, this is so embarrassing. I apologize, Caleb, but hey, welcome to the show. You're a superstar. We got to treat you like the superstar you are. Hopefully Valerie can call back in. Sophia, I know you listen to the show. Please contact Valerie. Tell her to call back in. I don't know what's going on. We're having some technical difficulties in hearing her. So let's go ahead and continue the show. Get it back on, get it going. So, guys, we got Caleb on. Caleb is an industry veteran himself. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Caleb. This is actually the gentleman that Valerie was talking about. Okay, Valerie's back. Valerie, you there? Can we hear you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, there she is. I'm going to put it back on speaker so my scopers can hear. We got a bunch of scopers up on. We got a live broadcast. We lost a couple people because of technical difficulties, but hey, SHIT happens, right? That's why they made the shirt.
Yes, indeed.
So, Valerie, you were talking about a great story about Caleb and how he's dealing with Elton John and stuff. And so let's tell the listeners, let's tell my fans a little bit about who Caleb is and what's going on here. So, guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to an industry veteran with formerly with LA, Good Day LA and Fox. And she is currently working on a documentary project with Jeremy and Caleb and a lot of great people. And so let me tell you a little bit about Caleb, which is in this project. As a member of Elton John's band in the Superstar's early years in his pop, Yay Day Circa, 1975-1976, Caleb Quay toured the globe and performed in front of crowds and more than 50,000, including the legendary concert at the Dodger Stadium in 1975. In the late 70s, Quay worked similar electronic magic for the famed duo Hall and Oates. Some years later, after departing the crazy world of rock and roll, Quay performed for 300,000 fans in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, as part of his second career playing inspirational music. In his recent years, he's also played in Japan, his native UK, and as well as the show in the United Nations headquarters in New York. I'm part of the United Nations. How cool! I'm actually the head of the press corps for United Nations Beverly Hills. We're going to have to talk some United Nations conversations. From the moment he lets loose in his electric guitar, his audience and his experience in the same mix of fury, passion, and brilliant melodies that fans of his rock and faith-based music have been enjoying for years, one of these fans is legendary Eric Clapton. During a television interview with David Letterman some of years ago, the host asked the legendary blues rocker, "So what's it like to be a guest guitar player in the world?" Clapton replied, "I'm not Caleb Quay." So Eric Clapton said, "I'm not Caleb Quay." That's pretty cool. Fitting perfectly in the realm of smooth contemporary jazz, but with distinctive rock and fusion flavors out of the blues,
and all the way celebrates his Def Quay's lifetime and diverse guitar influences from Patty. It just goes on and on. Obviously, you guys get the idea. So we have him. I see a bunch of big names here, so I got to read this. Sarah Anna, Jimi Hendrix, Steve Cropper, Phil Upridge is also represented in edgy and infectious handiwork of incredible assembles and musicians and became a band by the Quay Calls an accident, but has evolved so seamlessly that this seems part of the vastly cool jazz conspiracy. While Quay's resume lists the who's who's in classic rock and pop, including Harry Nilsson, don't know who that is, Beach Boys, heard them, Joan Baez, Al Cooper, David Foster, Lizzie Minnelli, Pete Townsend. I don't know who any of these people are. The tribe, I bet the jazz people do, but I love jazz. You're gonna have to tell us who these people are. The associations of the faculty are quality, star-studded, and diverse. Keyboards, Charles Williams worked with everyone. Phil, but you guys get the idea. He's a big guy. We have big guys in the show. Hi, big guy. Welcome to the show. Mr. Caleb, welcome. Thank you so much for your time, sir. And we got Miss Valerie back. And man, you guys are here taking your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I want to say I apologize for the technical difficulties. Before Blog Talk Sucks, and I'm telling all my fans to hashtag Blog Talk Sucks. No, I'm kidding. But the technical difficulties does happen. But now we're back and rolling. Valerie J was telling us about the story, and then the story that you guys were listening to, the gentleman that she was talking about is actually on the show with us now as well, which is Caleb Quay. Caleb Quay, welcome to the show. Shut up, man. Tell us about yourself.
Tell us about myself. Oh, boy. Well, I think you've already said it. I go back to the 60s. I started doing studio work in 1966. I actually took Jimmy Page's place in the studios after he had a meltdown and decided not to do studio work anymore, and he went and joined a band called the Yardbirds. So I took his place in the studios. And shortly after that, I played on a big hit record called Wild Thing by the Trogs. And my studio career started to take off in England.
Caleb, are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone, yeah.
Did I hear try to stand on your head or something, make sure we got good signal. We want to make sure that we hear everything that you're saying. But so basically, guys, we were talking a little bit. You guys got a project. And by the way, congratulations on your success, man. Tell Elton John I said what's up. I want to interview him. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay, cool, right on. So since you guys deal with a lot of celebrities, obviously, you guys probably understand when this happens. If I could flip the script a little bit, I wanted to talk a little bit about the VMAs because it's big news right now. And as you guys know, did you guys watch the VMAs? Did you watch the MTV VMAs?
I didn't know.
Did you watch the VMAs?
Yeah, I caught some of it. You're talking about the whole Miley, Nicki Minaj.
Don't be taking my thunder. Don't take my thunder in my show. Stop. That's for me. I ask the questions. You answer them. That's how that works.
I'm sorry.
Caleb, you watched the VMAs, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm gonna flip the script. Now I'm gonna change the whole thing because you messed up my track. I wasn't gonna talk about Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj. You know what I was gonna talk about is Kanye West. So he's gonna be president. He wants to run for president in 2020. What do you guys think about that?
Man, listen, Donald Trump. Everybody's lost their minds. They've all lost their minds.
Really? Okay.
Run for the hills.
Now here's the big kicker, okay? Here's the big kicker.
Uh-huh.
Now I want you to really think about this. I wish I had the Jeopardy sound. Do 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 do. I don't have it though. Really think about this. If Kanye West becomes president of the United States, that means who's going to become first lady?
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Are you talking about, well, I would say Kim Kardashian, but since Big Mama Kardashian runs everything, she might end up being the first lady by proxy. Just saying.
Oh, no, but who's going to be married to him? you know, wifey makes the rules. Everybody thinks that the man wears the pants in the family, but the wifey does. The wifey makes the decisions. That's wifey.
Head for the hills. Head for the hills, people.
Just imagine that. I love Kim Kardashian. I respect her so much. She's the best marketeer in the planet. I mean, there's no one better than brand and market better than her or her team that's behind her. And Kanye is sick with the lyrics. He's actually a pretty great entrepreneur. But I'm sorry, Kanye. Please, for the love of God, do not run for president. Don't do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness me.
Listen.
Oh,
I could totally see all the Kanye fans leaving me. I just lost like 15 followers. That must have been some hip hop guys or hip hop girls. No, I'm kidding. But what's the world coming through, man? I don't know. But no, okay. So now since you people forgot that you stole my thunder, I am gonna ask you that question. I mean, if you guys were watching, Nicki Minaj was on stage. She was receiving her award. She was next to the girl that was in. I don't know, that major singing movie, Pitch Perfect 2. And so Nicki Minaj received the award, and then right before she was about to get off the stage, she goes, oh, and, yo, Miley, what's good, girl? I heard you talking all that smack from the press, and yeah, it's like the biggest story possible. So basically, you know, Miley returned professionally, I think. I mean, did you guys watch that part? Or are you just reading it on the news?
I saw that on the news clip. Yep.
I've seen it.
Okay,
so
you know, who do you think would win in a fight, Miley or Nicki?
Snarky does.
And the question for both of you guys.
Listen, I think one person in the on the planet put it perfectly. And that was Azalea Banks. She said, it's a contest of the basics. I thought that was the greatest line ever.
My fans say Nicki would win. Nicki would win. I agree with you guys. Nicki would probably win. All she'd need to do is get Miley on the ground, sit on her with that big booty, and she'd win. It'd be over. But I'm just kidding. I love you, Nicki. Please don't tell your people to. Anyway, so. Let's flip the script again, guys. Let's have some fun. So you guys have your project. It's a documentary. It's a movie. And obviously, like any project, where are you guys at with the project right now?
Well, right now, the project is 50% shot. We're basically, we're like the Searching for Sugar Man guys. We kind of ran out of money, so we're trying to get the money to finish the project. We have some interviews that we need to go to London and do, and Tennessee with Stuart Epps, Stephen James, you know, possibly Jeff Beck. So, you know, we're at the point where we need traveling money, as they like to say. But honestly, this film, once we get those interviews done and the special thing about this film is because Caleb is a musician, there's going to be a soundtrack that goes with it. And on the soundtrack, we have music being done by the Hawkins Jazz Collective, which is going to do some underlying stuff for us, and, of course, Caleb's band. And the big get for that is that Judith Hill will be singing a few tracks with Caleb's band for our soundtrack. And
okay, that's cool. For some of my fans that may not know who Judith Hill is, can you explain that? And by the way, my fans are saying GoFundMe. Go sign up an account for GoFundMe. Crowdfunding works great.
We do already have a crowdfunding site for GoFundMe.
Okay.
And it's called A Voice Louder Than Rock Documentary. And we also have a site on faithlauncher.com. So
what's the minimum donation? What's the minimum donation on GoFundMe?
No donation is too small. Even though we have a prize tier, a special perks tier, as most crowdfundings that start at $25, but no amount is too small.
You're listening to the show right now. Hopefully you're tuning in, you're enjoying it. We're talking to Valerie J, which is a veteran with formerly with Fox and Good Day LA, and she's been there for a while, as well as Caleb Quay, dealt with Elton John and major jazz musician, producer, and they have a documentary we're talking about. And what I'd like to do, you know, we're very interactive. If you guys go check out the GoFundMe site that they're talking about, if you donate at least a dollar, it's going to be a dollar a retweet. So if you hashtag and let me know that you donated a dollar and we verify that, I will retweet you with my 187,000 followers, my verified account. And, you know, celebrities will see your stuff and they'll see that you donated to a cool cause. And, you know, we do stuff like that. So I'd love to support you in that factor. And, okay, so we're talking about funding, we're talking about, investments and things like that. I'm an investor.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm an investor. And I want to invest in your project. Why do I want to invest in your project versus the other millions of other documentaries that people are trying to do?
Because as far as music documentaries go, most people just go out on the road with the band, point, shoot, click, and that's their documentary. I'm actually telling a story here, and the story is of sex, drugs, rock and roll, and redemption, okay, and hope.
Well, I like the first one. I hate the second one, and I love the last one.
Well, you know, sex and redemption seem to go hand in hand sometimes, my friend. you know, no, seriously, we're telling a story, and it's a true story. It's got so many facets to it. And honestly, if I was an investor, I'd love this story because it speaks to a multiplicity of groups. It speaks to the faith-based, the rock and roll guitar guys. You know,
One of our past guests was, help me out here, Sophia, Mike, he was formerly from the, my brain's gone. I have too much going on at the same time. I got people hearting me and asking questions. I'm listening to what you're saying. But he was from the, Major Babies on a couple of Times Magazine. Sophia Hart! What am I talking about? What's his name? Anyway, he was a really famous guy, and, eventually she will post and tell me what I'm talking about, and he's going to kill me for not knowing his name. Oh, my God, I'm going to get rimmed for this one. He's going to be like, you didn't know my name on radio. This is how crazy my life is, guys. I'm literally doing too many things. I'm never going to do this again. I got like five things. People are stepping in. Yes, I'm an idiot. I know. I can't even mention people's names. Thank you. I appreciate you pointing that out to me on social media. Thank you. So anyway, Jeff Van Hoel. All right. Thank you, Lord. My brain worked again. Here's a note to you guys. Get more than 2 hours sleep. Get more than 2 hours sleep, and you will be able to remember things when you talk. Okay, anyway, so Jeff Van Hoel was the former lead singer of some major band that was on Time Magazine. I can't remember for some reason. But he was the god of the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing. And, I think that he probably will be listening, and I'm probably – go ahead and tweet me, Jeff. It's all right. You can read me on social media for this one. When I say the name of the band that he's actually in, you guys will flip. We interviewed him, and often we'll try to get people that we've interviewed in the past to support other interviewees, other guests and things like that. And he's got a big, big following. But anyway, I'm just kind of rambling on now. Don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, Camelot, what's up? I'm going to be randomly talking to my fans now, too, because there's a bunch of them talking to me. That guy is sick, guys. Make sure you follow him. Camelot, you just saw him. Thanks for the hearts. And, guys, remember, the more you heart and you're interacting and the more that you're asking questions and stuff, the better the show gets, the more I get motivated. I'm like a car, and a car needs gasoline and oil. Remember that. And then a wash every now and then, and particularly from a girl in a bikini. But okay, back to our guests. We have Valerie and Caleb. Caleb Quay on the show. For those of you guys that are just tuning in, I saw a couple new listeners come in here. And they are, Valerie is an industry veteran from the Good Day LA. She's a former producer with that, the Fox. They're talking about a documentary right now that's pretty cool. And Caleb has worked with Elton John and all these amazing people. And we're talking about how we can help get their projects off the ground, what makes it different. And so as far as the project goes, let's ask an interactive question for the fans. Are you guys going to be opening up any opportunities for any actors or shadowing directors? Or, you know, what type of opportunities does this project give for the fans that might want to get into the chance to get into a project like this?
Well, because it's a documentary, there's no need for actors, unfortunately. Sorry, maybe my next project.
Sorry, guys.
People. But... we're very open. I'm open. John Pasquale, our director. You know, hey, anybody? I need an intern. Anybody in the Orange County area want to be my intern? I could use a couple.
The Fox and Good Day LA producer needs an intern, guys. So if anybody's interested, hit her up. We'll be posting her social media on our fans page, which is Easy Way Broadcasting or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You guys can follow her and hit her up. That's cool. It's always good to have a shadowing opportunity. You know, people definitely would. Buzzy is one of our fans. She's a intern kind of journalist type person, and she said she would love to do it. I want to live in L.A., need a job in L.A. I really want to talk to her.
Hey,
okay, Buzzy,
hey, 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 nope. There are no moving costs involved here. I'm not for that. You'll have to get here on your own. But, doing this project has been a godsend for me because you did preface the fact that I am disabled. Yes, this project has taken a while because I have had 4 back surgeries in the last 4 years. So we've been kind of filming and having a back surgery and filming and having another back surgery. But the group of people who are working on this production with me are fabulous. My director, my co-producer. I mean, we've got people all over the world. We just need the money to finish this film. We have distributors who are waiting, who are anxious. We just need to get the money together to finish the film, and I believe it's going to be an award-winning film.
This is a perfect opportunity for me to jump in, and I actually got a promo. Give me 1 second, guys. We gotta go to a quick commercial break and promo our advertisers, because this is how we keep the bills paid and keep the show going. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast, powered by WTV Networks. I'm your host, Eric Zuli. Easy, we do it the easy way in Hollywood. I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom 1-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric E.Z. Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, this is getting difficult. Man, doing so many different things. All right, we are back, Easy Talk Live. We are talking to Valerie. I hope you guys remember, you can join the broadcast live as we're doing this. Click the hearts. Give us some love. Ask us questions. Join in. We are talking to an industry veteran from Good Day LA and Fox, who's a producer with Fox, and then Caleb, which is a musician and deals with Elton John. And it's been a fantastic, fun show. We got about 25 minutes left. And, guys, we also have, hopefully he calls in, we have an investor friend of mine, because they're actually talking. This is how we do. We try to connect situations when people need the situation connected. We are a connection brand. And shout-outs to everybody that's in the Periscope group. Shout-outs to everybody that's listening to the show. We have the owner of Bright Life Entertainment. There's a big event coming up this weekend, which is the EVO Convention, which is basically Africa business owners, African investors, that are looking to invest in the U.S. That's what the only event. It's a three-day event. The governor of California will be there Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm hearing a bunch of mayors, a bunch of dignitaries. Hey, Ninga, how are you doing? Welcome to the group. Hey, Eva. Hey, everybody. And so we are back here with Valerie and Caleb. Welcome back to the show, guys. We're about to go into this next question here, because we're talking about how we can get you guys some funding here, because the project sounds pretty cool. Welcome back to the show. Yes.
Hey, Eric, I just want to interject real quick. Caleb is actually in the middle of traveling to a speaking engagement, so if anyone has any questions they want to ask Caleb, can they ask him within, the next 10 minutes so we can get him out of here?
Of course. If you guys real quick,
I'm not traveling.
In
I can stay.
In 10 seconds or less, so all my listeners know, say who Caleb is, like the most highest points, the most interesting points, so they know. And guys, if you have any questions, this is a veteran that you might want to ask questions or learn some stuff or, you know, some stories or whatever. Just 10 seconds or less, 20 seconds, like tell us a little bit about Caleb here really quick. Refresh their memory.
Okay. 10 seconds, Reader's Digest version. Caleb is best known as Elton John's original lead guitarist. If you like Tumbleweed Connection and Rock of the Westies, he's your guy. If you like Hall & Oates, he's your guy. If you like The Lime and the Coconut, he's your guy. He's your guy. How's that?
There you go. All right, guys. So as you know, if you like any of that stuff, ask questions. Remember, my audience, my demographic, my people are more of a kind of an MTV audience, probably a little bit younger. But we also do have a lot of the baby boomers. We have a lot of the baby boomers. It sounds like the baby boomers would be more what you guys would want to hit. And I think that you're going to get a much better response, because the people that are live right now are probably a little. We got one question that just tweeted me. Elton John, wow, that's so awesome. What was it like working with him?
Oh, what was it like working with him? It was a lot of fun. It was creatively, it was a lot of fun. And also, playing those big stadiums and everything, it was just crazy fun. No question about it. And there was some madness in there, you know, with it comes with the territory. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a period in my life I'll never forget, and I will always cherish and always proud of my contribution to his music.
Okay, I was about to ruin you there, Caleb, because that sounded like a short answer. And those people that know my show and know me, it's one of my biggest pet peeves is the short answers. Those are boring, but you saved yourself with a little bit more extension on it. So I'm not going to cut. No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome. But, Elton John is huge. And I think we should definitely bring you guys on the Baby Boomers live show. You guys will definitely get a good little reaction on that. Caleb, I think you'd be a great guest. I'm going to connect you guys to Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, which is one of our hosts. Welcome, guys. Welcome to everybody here on Periscope.
So we have people tuning on Periscope, and guys, if you have any questions, we've got a veteran that deals with, that has dealt with and done many things with Elton John. We have a veteran producer that's done Good Day LA and Fox, and, you know, we're just having fun, having a blast. So let me go a little political here. Can I go political on you guys? Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Sorry, what?
I said, let me go political. I want to go political here. All right, so the classic question, here we go, and this is for both of you guys. This is for you guys out there on Periscope. This is for you guys out there on social media, the archive listeners, the people who are listening live right now on the broadcast. Tune in on this and get them in the conversation. Hashtag EZWay, hashtag Donald Trump, and hashtag Hillary Clinton. Here's the question. Trump or Clinton?
Oh, Trump.
Trump. Why? Okay, I heard Trump. Okay, this is important. This is really, really important. That was Caleb that said that. He said Trump.
I said Trump. Yeah.
Why?
I think Trump. I think he's talking, saying things that are on everyone's mind. I don't necessarily agree with all of his ideas on the immigration, but I do believe we need to do something about the borders. But I think also he has a great grasp on the economy. I think Hillary is just over the hill, too much entitlement, too much baggage with her. She'll never escape Benghazi. We're done with Hillary. Let's go, Trump. Let's have some fun.
Oh, okay. I will agree with you on this. This is my opinion with the Trump thing. Trump has a lot of money and the economy needs it. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, yeah. Hillary Clinton, Valerie, what about you? Are you for Hillary or Trump?
All right, you're going to love this, good people, so mark your calendars, all right? I'm taking the fifth, and I'm going to tell you why.
Hey, you're on my show. I'm going to cancel you if you do. There's no fifth allowed on my show. There's no fifth.
Listen.
We only count down to number four.
You have to understand something. As a former television news producer, okay?
Oh, but that's the interesting part. We got an opinion of a former television and news producer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I got a bunch of people listening right now. That's a good question. You are not going to do that. I need an answer. I need a Trump or a Hillary.
I've covered them both. And they both have their ups and downs. If I had to pick somebody right now, I guess I would say the Donald because he's just entertaining. No, I do not agree with everything he says. But I will say this. I like my people to be straight up and tell it like it is, and that's him. And by the way, for all you people, that comb over he had it back when I covered him back in the 80s in New York. Just saying.
Okay, all right, let's get a little deeper into that. So you've covered and you've interviewed Trump and Hillary. Okay, so when you interviewed Trump, you know, what was that interview about? What'd you learn? Like, what do you know that we don't know that would help us to vote for Trump?
I don't know if I know anything that anyone doesn't know because Donald Trump is so out there. When I interviewed Donald Trump, he was still married to Marla Maples. That tells you how far back that goes. and she was just Miss Georgia, Peach, or whatever she was. You know, politics is a funny thing, okay? It's just a funny thing. And I really try to stay neutral about a lot of stuff, and that was how I had such longevity in my career. People still to this day have no idea how I'm going to vote, what I'm thinking, and I like it that way. But I like Donald Trump because Trump is good for business, as they like to say. He's entertaining, and he'll make sure you still have a job and you'll be getting a paycheck.
Okay. I do respect him because he definitely speaks his mind. He definitely says what he needs to say. Did you guys see when that reporter just wouldn't shut up and he kicked him out? That was just so hilarious. I love it.
It would have helped if he hadn't, you know, I mean, that whole thing was pretty wild. Donald Trump is just fun. He's good for business. Next.
Okay. All right, so let's go back into your project.
Yeah.
One of the classic questions, if I was an investor, I think one of the number one things that I would want to know is the reach. So that obviously is distribution. So let's talk distribution for the project. Do you guys have that locked in? What type of companies are you dealing with? Who are you in talks with? Let's go into all the distribution for one.
Here's where we are as far as distributors. I've been contacted by several, and by several I mean more than three, who want to distribute the project and say that they have reach. Internationally, the reach we believe will be big just because of Caleb's British roots, his African roots, because his grandfather was the African tribal chief. So we've got that stuff going on, not to mention, like I said, you've got the black contingent, you've got all of these things going on. We feel the reach is huge. I want you to think, if you're an investor and you know anything about documentaries, I would like you to think about this film in the context of it's Searching for Sugar Man meets 20 Feet from Stardom. And with that, we honestly believe that this film domestically will make at least $4 or $5 million. And that depends on if it's, we intend for this thing to be way bigger than that. Theatrical, Netflix, you know.
You need to stop stealing my thunder, man. Like, are you like with some mind reader or something like that? Because like, that's my next question. I literally have it written down in front of me, and it's what's the projected return on this project? And you keep stealing my thunder. Stop it. You knock me off cue.
That's why I have 9 Emmys. Just saying.
Okay, fine. So the projected return on this project, if an investor was to invest, you said it's how much?
Honestly, I believe that just domestically, I'm not talking about internationally or anything else. If we're talking domestic box office, I figure this film will make over $6 million from what just, and that's just domestically. On a set of small screens, not wide released. Wide released, I feel this movie will do way better than that, just because.
For those of you guys that don't know about the movie industry, domestic is one of the most important parts. If you can knock out the domestic, you get a lot of the other stuff. So that's why she started with domestic. Awesome. So that sounds cool. Now, my next question would be why? Why do you think it'd be, so you think that we, so how much do you need for the film, for the documentary?
We need right now $300,000. And $300,000 would encompass, what a lot of people don't know is this story is also based on the biography that was written about Caleb in 2006 by Dale Berryhill. There is a book, and it chronicalizes Caleb's life up until 2006. So we're going to, the hope is, update the book, we're doing a soundtrack, and we're going to finish filming and get this film out.
So you didn't really, so you said that you want $300,000, you're expecting it to make more than $6 million? That sounds a little off to me.
Absolutely. And these are based on, our projections are based on.
That was my next question. What's
the
numbers based on?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
That was my next question. What are those numbers based on?
The numbers are based on the comps for 20 Feet from Stardom and Searching for Sugar Man, which are both similar. They're both similar films to what we're doing, and you know, like Searching for Sugar Man did $3.9 million domestically. $5.6 million foreign box office, $2.5 million home entertainment, and mind you, their filmmakers ran out of money, and the filmmaker finished shooting his movie on an iPhone. So
well, you know who I just recently interviewed.
Who?
I just interviewed the executive producer of Straight Outta Compton. That was my last week or the week before. Bill Strauss. He was one of the executive producers of the Straight Outta Compton, which is the biggest movie known to man right now. I mean, that's the biggest.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's very big. But
do you know what their budget was?
I don't know what their budget was. I'm pretty sure their budget was bigger than more than they made.
We got a caller here. This might be my guy. Hey, caller 213. You're on Easy Talk Live. Where are you calling from? Who's this?
Oh, this is Bright, man. Bright Life.
There he is. Okay, you know, I've been waiting for Bright. So Valerie, and Caleb, not to be rude, but I was waiting for Bright to call in. I'm gonna kind of revert this over to him and make sure we introduce you guys. But guys, the gentleman that just called in right now is actually one of our clients. He is the CEO and founder of Bright Life Entertainment, Bright Life Music, Bright Life Everything. He owns a company that does hair extensions. He does a charity, nonprofit stuff. This gentleman is a big deal. He's dealing with an organization called EBO Convention, and it's African business owners. It's Africa wanting to do business in the U.S. It's a big business convention, and we're very privileged and blessed for the time. Bright, welcome to the show. Are you calling from your car?
Yes.
Or where are you calling from?
Hey, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm driving. I'm calling because I want to make sure I catch the show. You know, our convention starts tomorrow. Very busy day for us. But I still, because Eric has been doing so great, and we want to make sure I call in because I told my people I have to call in. I have five people waiting here, but I said, let me call in. Tomorrow is our convention. I'm happy to have everybody on board. I'm happy to be on Easy Way Talk Live. Eric, tomorrow is going to be a wonderful day, and to be around the Benin people called the Benin Kingdom, one of the kingdoms that see exist near Africa after the British Kingdom. So it's going to be a very beautiful moment. Hopefully all the big dignitaries from the country should be around. We're looking at the mayors coming, the governor. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the convention is very organic. You're all welcome to attend. And let's do business.
Now, guys, you're in the – let me just kind of tell you again who's on the line here. You know, we have an industry veteran from Fox and Good Day LA. We have, Caleb with Elton John, all the wonderful people he does and the music he does, and Bright – with Bright Life Entertainment, which is affiliated and partnered, correct me if I'm wrong, Bright, but associated with the empires of the world, the Warner Brothers, the Interscopes, the Universals, you name it.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys play with it.
Very correct. Very correct. Because we're independent, but we put our record through any network we want to because we do the right thing. So pretty much I'm an independent, and we're an Austin. Independent means we take care of business, and the big guys take care of us. That's all we do.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's go over real quick. The convention coming up this weekend. It's a 3-day convention. How much is it to attend? And is it open for people that want to pay for tickets? Is it what's happening in those 3 days?
It's a 3-day convention. It's one of the Asian cities in Africa that still exists. They rule Africa for 900 years, called the Benin Kingdom. You can come enjoy culture, our heritage, the people, nature, see what's going on in that community. It's $109 to buy a ticket for the 3 days. It's very organic. You can meet people. And not only that, a lot of politicians are coming out from across the world, here in the U.S. and also in Africa. So it's a good environment to liaise.
Not to mention all the celebrities that Easy Way is bringing out. We got a lot of the cast from Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on OWN. We got the producer and the host from the ABC or CBS, one of those networks, from The Doctors. Trey Ireland from Jamie Foxx's stuff, and Claudia Wells from Back to the Future. If you guys remember Back to the Future, Jennifer. I mean, we got a lot. There's a lot of great stuff coming out here. So hey, if you got it in your time planner, calendar, book. It's definitely a fun thing to come out to. And where is this going to be at, Bright?
It's going to be at the Westin Hotel in Los Angeles, LAX. So I think it's going to be the Westin. It's on Century and Aviation. The Westin. It's on LAX. And Eric, don't forget, Africa is very organic to do business. And anybody that want to do business in Africa, we can open the door for you.
Now, am I correct, Brayden, in saying that these are people that are going to be at this event, and they're going to be looking for projects to invest in the U.S., am I
and
correct?
No, yes. No, back and forth. It both ways, because both of them are very high buying power. We have 400 million consumers, so you cannot – that's a big number.
Did you say 400 million?
400 million. 400 million consumers.
Wow.
That are very buying powers. That's why the Chinese love to do business there. The Asians, everybody go there because they're very strong market, very strong market. And that's essentially what we're trying to do in the U.S. Very organic market, not too saturated, not overflowed, and they're still very buying. They have a very high buying power. So what does that mean? We help you bypass all the bureaucracy, and we help you get there. So that's why Bright Life is trying to team up with the other organizations to open the door for the Americans and everybody in diaspora to do business and international trade. And not only international trade, to see our culture, to see the people.
Come on, man, you're too humble. You're not trying. I know on Friday at 2 o'clock they're already going to be honoring you for what you do, and you're being inducted into it. I mean, it's a done deal, but you're just so humble. So I got to brag for you.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Brad's been our client for over 2.5 years, guys, and been my friend for about 5. And you know, I really appreciate your time, and I know that your time is extremely valuable, and you can't be on too much. So, and we have about 4 more minutes left. So, anything else you want to say in closing?
Me?
Right. What do you want to?
All I want to say is, let's support each other. Let's help the poor. Let's save our community. And let's work together. And together, we can make a difference.
Okay, and then also just, you know, our guest on the show right now is Lillian Valerie, who was with Fox for about 30 years. She was a Good Day LA. They're doing a project, a documentary. We've been talking about that. And then there's a gentleman that's worked with Elton John and a lot of the established people in the jazz world. And you'll laugh when you got to listen to the archive, dude. I don't know how to read people's bio. And note to my listeners, make sure you get more than 2 hours sleep if you want to do a show. But I wish I could have read Bright's bio, guys. But if you want to know more about Bright Life Entertainment, you go to brightlifemusic.com. And do not miss this this weekend. So if you want to know more information, just follow our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting or Easy Way Broadcast. Shout out to all the just so you know, Bright, we're doing 2 broadcasts right now. We're doing a live broadcast on Periscope. People are chatting with us live right now. And then we're also broadcasting out of Easy Way Broadcast and Blog Talk Radio. A couple hundred listeners, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Izzy. Thank you for having me. And you all are welcome. You are invited to attend the event. It starts tomorrow, 10 a.m. It ends on Saturday. It's a big gala night. I think all the Easy Way, everybody's welcome to attend. See you all tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bray. All right, guys. So this is Bright with Bright Life Entertainment. Bright is the man. You did me a favor by stopping in. Again, I apologize, Valerie, Caleb. I didn't want to interrupt, right in the middle of the conversation. But you know how this stuff goes, and it's
oh yeah, it's show business.
Yeah, it's show business.
Before I go, I would just like to put something in here. One of the things, I think, the main thing that makes this documentary so unique, as opposed to other rock musician documentaries, is it centers very heavily on father-son abandonment and reconciliation issues. And those issues are at the core of our culture today, and they're also transgenerational issues.
Okay, definitely. So that was my next question. But, what I want to do, Caleb, is, like I said, I'm going to connect you to the Baby Boomers live show. My fans have enjoyed it. I've been getting comments. We got a couple questions in. And remember, guys, Valerie, which, again, has been in the industry for over 30 years, Fox, Good Day LA, and you can look at her resume. She did say that she is looking and opening opportunity via Easy Way Broadcasting for you guys to shadow her as an intern. So make sure you go to our fans page. To get more information on that, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You guys have been an amazing guys. You know, we got a caller that just called in. We got a minute, but let's see if we can grab. Well, we got a bunch of callers, but we only have one caller here, 707-5088. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And there's Shy Caller. That's all right. All right, guys, this is Easy Talk Live, Valerie, and Caleb, you've been an amazing guest. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you.
And Buzzy says, please connect with me, Easy. I love your show. Thank you. I love you guys too. Valerie, Caleb is awesome. I hope you guys enjoyed doing it the Easy Way. And before we go, I'm going to give you the Easy Way challenge. I challenge both of you guys to wear a wig that looks like Donald Trump and take a picture with your finger pointing and post it all over social media and hashtag Easy Way. Do you accept the challenge?
No, that'll mess up my afro.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. enjoyed the show. I love you guys, Periscopers. Thank you for all the hearts. Thank you for all the love. I love you guys, Easy Way Broadcast supporters, fans. Caleb, Valerie, you've been awesome. You guys tune in next week. We got another amazing guest. Remember, go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Click on broadcast and radio. Click the like button if you enjoyed the show. And give us love. We've got hearts on the website, and when you click those hearts, it shows that you love our stuff, and we love you back. All right, guys, Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcast. I'm Eric Zui. Hit me up. Follow me on Periscope. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on Google, Eric Zui, and hashtag Easy Way. Don't forget it. You guys have been amazing guests, and we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zui. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zui and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.